Welcome, everybody. I'm here to talk about Apache Commons. I'm Rob Tompkins, and thanks for coming out and listening to me talk about some of the older stuff that Apache has, as opposed to the brand new stuff that they're talking about in some of the other tracks. This presentation is a rehash of some of the stuff that Benedict Ritter talked about in 2016 about Apache Commons with some new stuff on it. So if you guys have seen that before, expect to see some of the same material. And so I'd like to give him thanks for the material. And so let's get started. So who am I? I am a PMC member on Apache Commons. I live in, I'm Chitomki at apache.org. And it's odd that I'm Chitomki, you know, the eight-character namespace that comes from, well, it came from Virginia Tech for me, but a school back in the 90s. You know, that's the way that goes. And I live in Richmond, Virginia, which is about an hour and a half south of D.C., and I'm an Apache member as of this year, and like I said, I'm on the Commons PMC, and I do dev tools development in the fintech space. I was at Capital One for a long time, but Capital One became a little bit overbearing for me, so I moved on, and now I'm at a local startup called West Creek Finance, and I'm a staff software engineer there, doing cloud stuff for them and dev tools for them. And my background is in mathematical logic. I studied under a guy who studied under Alfred Tarski, for whatever that's worth. If people know who that guy is, probably no one. C'est la vie. So what's this talk going to be about? If you're coming for code, I'm not going to do that in this talk. I'll do that in the next talk. And I'm more talking about what Commons is and how it relates to the ecosystem in general in Java and how it's related to the ecosystem at Apache in the past. I'll have an introduction. I'll talk about the past. I'll talk about the present and the future. So our mission is to kind of take the Apache dog food that the Apache way gives us and eat that ourselves and be the open source-ish sort of thing for all the Apache projects. We want to be the common shared place for all the Apache projects to come and share their code. Currently, we're primarily Java code, but I'm not particularly tied to that necessarily. History just puts us in the Java landscape. So that's where we are because we're trying to fully live the Apache way. We've given commit rights to all of the Apache committers for Commons. So if you're a committer on any project out there at Apache, you can come and commit on Commons, because we figure if somebody out there in Apache trusts you, then we should probably trust you too. And so we're really trying to do the whole we're going to eat our own dog food sort of thing in general with the Apache way. However, we do like to be notified if somebody's going to just jump in and start committing. So if you were to come in and start committing tomorrow and not tell me, I would kind of be like, oh, who's that guy? That's strange. But hop into the dev list and come out and contribute. We'll be totally psyched to have anyone that wants to come out, because right now it's a few of us out there keeping things moving along. So we're generally a source of shared code across of all of the Apache projects. For example, Commons Compress, which does compression algorithms that are not as fast as one would like to see in C world, but they're pretty fast for creating our jar files and our zip files and things of that nature. Apache Maven and Apache Ant were like, let's put those in the same place and use the same code base for that sort of thing. And so we have Commons Compress. We have a newer component here, Commons Text. And you can see that Apache Drill, which is a SQL. Hold on, I wrote it down. It's a SQL schema-less database based on Hadoop that is a project. And so they, because of the new data stuff these days is all text, need text. And Commons Text is convenient for doing things like edit distances and various other different text manipulation things that you would get if you weren't just the standard JDK developer. On the same avenue as that, Apache NiFi, which is streaming data management with auditable controls, also uses Commons Text, and it's actually gaining some popularity. Commons Text, we had come out back in, I guess it was the spring of 17 when that came out. And so it's actually gained a little bit of popularity. And Commons Codec, which is code encoding, which is things like MD5 hashes, SHA-1 hashes, SHA-256 hashes, SHA-512 hashes and things like that. It's a wrapper on the Java hashing framework to make it a little bit more palatable generally. We see things like Apache Cloud Stack using that. It's actually a fairly highly used library, more ubiquitously than in the Apache ecosystem. We see Maven using it and even Android using it. So all of the shared, we want more people to share code using our stuff. So what's the popularity of the Commons project generally? I grabbed these statistics off of Maven Central back in August, and we didn't make the top five. I was kind of bummed that we didn't make the top five. I was like, oh well. But we did make number 7. So Commons.io is coming in with 17,000 usages. I wasn't sure what the time unit was on that. I think it was for the month or something like that, or maybe their number of reference that they have. And so we're still doing fairly well in the Java ecosystem generally. And because number 11 is Commons Lang, I put the next 5 on there. And Commons Lang is doing pretty well, too. Commons collections between 2016 and now fell off the list, which is not surprising because there were some security things that we had with that. And later in the talk, I'll talk about what we're trying to do to better accommodate not having security vulnerabilities. In fact, we've made that kind of a higher priority these days. So what's the past of the project? The past of the project is that in 1999, I believe the Apache Software Foundation started the top-level project that was the Jakarta project, and that was based on Java primarily. So Apache was like, let's put all of our Java stuff under one project. And after a while, they had a bunch of different subgroups of people that were grouping together. You know, all the build guys were over there doing their thing, and that was the Ant and Maven crew, and all of the front-end web guys were doing their sort of thing, and that was the Struts crew, and then we had a web server crew, and that was Tomcat. And they were like, well, we've got all these crews that are developing on this one project. Why should we have one top-level project? Why don't we split it up? So in 2005, I believe, they split it up into a bunch of different projects. And some of the projects that spun out of the Jakarta project are Maven, Ant, Lucene, JMeter. These are the standard Java projects that we all see out there on a day-to-day basis. And you might ask, okay, so how does Commons fit into all of this? Commons was the shared utilities across all of these Java projects generally. And so we were Jakarta Commons originally, and now we're the Apache Commons project. And I think we originally started in 2007 with 20 PMC members. And we've grown since then. I think the last count that we have is that we've got something like 40 or 42 PMC members. The last additions were myself. No, we had a new addition this year. I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but he works on Commons RNG. So we're still taking new PMC members in. Anybody that wants to contribute in the crowd, please come contribute. So what's going on today? Today we have the standard sort of landscape that one would expect with an Apache project. We've got a sandbox, a proper, and an attic. These days with GitHub, the sandboxing is less of a problem, so we don't necessarily keep a dedicated SVN location for sandboxing like we did in the past. And with proper and the attic, we haven't had a whole lot of things move from proper to the attic. Benedict was working on trying to move a lot of the things that were in proper that weren't getting a lot of traction into the attic. And we've kind of just let that go for now. And things seem to be pretty stable. So a big failing that we had was in 2016, in the spring of 2016, a bunch of the PMC members and committers became frustrated with the PMC generally on Apache Commons. And they had been working on a component that was all of the mathematical components for Commons, differentiation, random number generation, linear algebra, and things of things like that. And they formed their own fork of Commons Math that they named Hipparchus. And they're still out there developing on that today. And it's going fairly well, I think. They seem to have split it up into a lot of subcomponents to make them small and are still plowing ahead, but we took that in and realized that we had done poorly with the community aspect generally, and we were like, okay, well, what do we need to do here? We need to at least let the guys that were on the Commons Math project that didn't leave with the fork, we need to listen to them, and we've tried to do that. And over the last couple years, we've started a bunch of new math components. Commons RNG does random number generation. If you guys have seen that, that's up to a 1.2 or a 1.3 these days. Commons Numbers is coming along that does complex and linear algebra style numbers. Common statistics, we had a Google Summer of Code expedition on this summer, and we did some work with some mentees there in the Google Summer of Code to take some of the statistical distributions that were in Commons Math and port them over into Common Statistics. It went okay. I think we took some learnings out of that. There's one more math component that we pulled in, Commons Geometry. And so we've got a bunch of new mathematical components that we're trying to accommodate for, because Commons Math is a bit unwieldy and the people that know it have all left and gone on the Hipparchus train. So we want to foster the guys that we have that are doing mathematical work as best we can and say, yeah, let's move forward with what we have. And I think they've been doing a good job with it so far. Other newish components, these both came out in 17, are Commons Text and Commons Crypto. Those are public-facing components. I actually brought Commons Text out. Commons Crypto came out and is a wrapper around OpenSSL, I believe, and does some things with cryptography using OpenSSL. And we've also, in the last year, made it easier to release Commons components. So the release process has been fairly arduous, in the sense that it would take me 5 hours to roll a release. And that's just untenable, particularly if you're trying to have people from external communities around the Apache landscape come and become committers and do releases. And so we were like, okay, how can we make this better? And so we've written a new component specifically for doing releases. I wrote a release plugin that automates a considerable amount of the release mechanics to adhere to our process. And since the beginning of this year, we've had a considerably larger number of releases than we would have seen otherwise. So we're able to actually get out and release smaller changes more often, which is beneficial to everyone. So that's been good. And like I said, back in the popularity thing where we saw Commons collections drop off of the popularity that it once had, we've been focusing on security. So this year, in December, I worked on a security fix for Commons file upload that had it was actually a static analysis bug that Veracode found, where it thought that we were newing up a resource and you could potentially drive a whole lot of traffic into the resource after an exception had been thrown, such that the resource on the file system would pop and cause the server to fall over because of that. And it wasn't actually the case, but we still fixed the bug and didn't release a CVE because we want Veracode to not scan our stuff saying, oh, you have security vulnerabilities. And so we've been focusing on that. Another one was Commons Codec. We released back in February, and there was a bug with it where, based upon the salt for the MD5 hash, the SHA-1 hash, the SHA-256, and the SHA-512, you could have collisions, which is not necessarily a good thing. So we fixed that and got that out the door. Bean Utils had a bug where the properties util, well, let me see what I've got here. I fixed this last month, actually. Property Utilsby was allowing for editing of class level variables, and we had accommodated for in the past the ability to not edit class level variables and suppress that with a feature toggle. However, that wasn't the default case for it, and one of our consumers was like, we want you to fix this, please fix that. And so we released 1.9.4, where we by default now suppress class level property handling on bean utils, on the property utils bean, so that the CVE doesn't actually occur by default. And then just recently we released Commons Compress. Stefan did this one. I wasn't actually involved in it other than vetting it, and he was doing some stuff with just with the way we were doing compressing things that obviously I don't know much about that one. So another big thing that we did this year, we moved from SVN with Git mirrors to GitHub altogether, and Apache generally did this spring, so that the interaction with GitHub and with the committers on GitHub is that you can pull in pull requests and have a more native Git experience using GitHub. And so having that, we've seen a lot more contributions come in, specifically because the ease of merging a commit from GitHub into the branch, whereas if you were in a Git mirror and merging a patch file from there into SVN was cumbersome, it's become a whole lot better for our committers so that we can engage with the community a whole lot better. So we've done that in the last little while. So the question is, what are we going to do in the future? And I'm already finishing way early. So staying up to date with the OpenJDK, clearly Java has had some interesting changes over the last couple years, specifically with the Java 9, Java 10, Java 11, Java 12 stuff. And we want to maintain consistency and stay up to date with the newest releases, staying buildable and usable with the latest version of Java. But what do we do with Java 7? We're not going to worry about Java 7 as much anymore because it's no longer on long-term support. It was end-of-life. So we're going to stay with Java 8 because the OpenJDK teams out there have existing implementations of Java 8 that they're going to have going forward with long-term support. I believe Red Hat has one. I believe Amazon has one. There may be other ones out there. I think there's an OpenJDK, Adopt OpenJDK has a bunch of implementations of the OpenJDK that are available for download and usage. And so we'll have Java 8 support on all of the releases until that goes end of life in the public. We're not particularly worried about Java 9 and 10, which in my opinion were kind of travesties, and the fact that they just burned those suckers, they were kind of like betas. And so I want everything to work with Java 11 because that's the new long-term support. And I know that, for example, Amazon's Coretto project is going to have long-term support for Java 11 going out until 2024, something like that. And so we should be compatible with that one at least out until 2024. And the future versions of Java, I haven't been building against them as much just because they're rolling through them so quickly, but I try to make sure that when we're doing releases that we're validating the releases with Java 12, 13, and so forth. We'll see when they get to 17 if they'll actually stick to long-term support on things. And so how do we do that and remain stable over time? The convenience of having the new release plugin is that we can maintain stability over time because we can do smaller changes and go out the door with smaller changes. And so if you release more often with smaller changes, things tend to be more stable. So that's a convenience that we have going forward. And then the last question that we have is, how do we remain relevant with things like Go out there and TypeScript out there? And what I've seen is a resurgence of Python. Our biggest competitors, obviously, Google's Guava project. I don't know, I threw Bitcoin on there just for funsies. Why not? It's a new technology, right? So how do we keep the project going forward? I implore anybody who's an Apache committer here to feel free to look at bugs that we have. I'd be happy to help anybody get involved in the project. It's been fun seeing some of the new guys come in, and so that's where we have things. Does anybody have any questions? As I finish 20 minutes early. Yes. Okay. These are the fixed versions. So these are releases that were specifically targeting security issues. The ones that you see security announcements for are the ones that we actually think are realistic problems. So, for example, Commons File Upload 1.4 wasn't actually a security vulnerability. It was something that a static analysis parser was giving us, and we were like, okay, well, we'll fix that just so their parser doesn't claim it's a vulnerability, but we're not going to broadcast that to the community as a vulnerability. I asked the community about doing a CVE for Kodak. It felt like we should have, but the PMC wasn't, we didn't have solid consensus on that, and so we didn't do a CVE with that one. So yeah, the versions here are the latest fixed versions. Beanutils, which should have a 2.x coming out sometime soonish, will also have this default change where the properties utils bean suppresses class level editability by default. So that will be coming. Other questions? Why do we need two math libraries? Well, we don't. I suppose we should encourage the so you're talking about Hipparchus generally. They're not under the Apache Software Foundation. They've gone out and done their own thing. It probably is incumbent upon us to go out and talk to them and see if we can get them to come back and be like, listen, whatever you guys want, I'm happy to indulge that. There's been some difficult exchanges on the mailing list such that people don't want to have those exchanges, and I've tried to be diplomatic about things and say, listen, okay, I know that may not be what you want right now, but let's at least, I'll do the work to get your release out the door, and we'll try to keep things moving forward so that everybody's happy. Much like our day jobs, the subtle politics and interpersonal dynamics play a whole lot into that, and it's a difficulty. I admit some fault in that, and it is what it is. But yeah, we'll try to fix that. That's good feedback. Thank you. Other questions? So what's the current situation with the WSGI metadata? OSGI metadata. We are trying to stay consistent with the OSGI metadata. When I did the release of Commons Lang back in, I guess it was about last year at this time, when I did 3.8, I broke the OSGI metadata. Sorry. And we subsequently had a 3.8.1. Our goal is to maintain that going forward, regardless. Yes. I'm sorry, can you say that again? Yes. Recommendations. So are there any recommendations on which garbage collector to use in Java 11 going forward? I tend to say try to use the default configuration if necessary, or like if possible. Try to do things in a default way. If you're having garbage collection sorts of problems, and you're talking about which one to use, I generally say go with a default way because you're more likely to find good answers out there when you do things in the default way. If you're running into garbage collection issues, then you should probably look at, you know, how you parallelize things, and it depends upon a lot of different variables, like whether you're running in the cloud or whether you're running on restricted, you know, amounts of resources and things of that nature as to how you play that. We could pull up afterwards and talk about it if you want. Other questions? All right. Yes. Sorry, you're behind the lights. So if somebody wants to put a different language other than Java in Commons, I'm open to suggestions as to what the component looks like. So if somebody has an example of a component that they want to put in, I'd be happy to indulge that. It would be good to see a working example, maybe. Something, you know, lay something up in GitHub and be like, here's an example of something we would like to see in Commons. And it seems reasonable to think that we would indulge that. I think some of the guys are Scala guys, some of the guys are Groovy guys, but those all run on the JDK. I'm not necessarily opposed to any language coming in. So, yeah, that would be reasonable in my mind. The idea generally has been that the code be shared across Apache projects, but if we've got some standardized utilities in Go that people want, I don't see any reason to say no, you can't have that in Apache Commons. It would seem to me to be closed-minded to say no to things like that, so I'm happy to entertain that. Other questions? Okay, cool. Well, I'll give you guys 25 minutes, and then I'll stand up here and I'll show you some code from Apache Commons. And on that one, we'll go over, well, I'll let that be a surprise. So thanks for coming out, and see you guys in a bit.